Hello, am I through to Mr. James Fotheringham?
Speaking.
Hi, James. It's James calling from MMA Legal in regards to your Scottish Regis application. How are you today? You okay?
Aye, not bad, son.
Good to hear, good to hear. Just before I continue with the phone call, I just need to ask you three questions for data protection purposes. Could you confirm for me your date of birth, please?
6659.
Fantastic. And your postal address?
G450EU.
Fantastic. And either your mobile number or email address, please.
JimandKatie@hotmail.co.uk.
Fantastic. Just to let you know, phone calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes. The reason for the call, James, is just to try and gather some further information from you to help us locate some records. I've got here on the file that you've provided us with your parents' names. This is due to some councils using parents' names as index for childcare records. And they also use a previous address immediately before placing the care. By any chance, do you remember the area or the address you was in immediately before care?
My own address.
So like where you would have been living with your parents before you went to...
I know the address.
Oh, fantastic. Well, could you provide that with me, please?
Yeah, it was 12 Ellis Land, ELLISLAND, Ellis Land Crescent.
Ellis Land Crescent.
And that was in Rutherglen.
How do you spell that?
Rutherglen.
No problem. Do you remember the postcode?
Yeah, it's D734ER.
4ER.
P for policeman.
P for policeman. Yeah, no problem. And by any chance, was you aware of any previous names when you was in Kerr?
What do you mean previous names?
So if you was known by any other name, like maybe a surname or anything like that?
Jinx.
J-I-N-X.
Jinx.
James Jinx. No problem.
Jimmy the Jinx. He calls me Jinx because I was lucky at football.
Yeah. Oh, brilliant. So Jimmy the Jinx.
Aye.
All right. Okay. No problem. And finally, is just your currently registered GP practice?
It's Stone Law Practice, STONELAW, Stone Law Practice, Rutherglen.
No problem. Let me just locate that right now. Rutherglen.
Yeah.
Fantastic in Glasgow. No worries. That is the only information we actually need from you, to be honest with you, James. At the moment, we've sent a subject access request to Dr. Guthrie's school, which, as you may or may not know, is now known as Azette's, which I'll read for you now.
Dr. Guthrie shot in 1986.
Yeah, there is still records what are able to be located, essentially. Oh, sorry for that. I'm trying to get this email so I can read it to you. Yeah, so essentially with Azette's, it's now a UK and an international accountancy firm, but it still acts as a charity for it still works and acts as a charity administrator for Dr. Guthrie's Association.
I know that, believe it or not. No, but charities, they supply child abuse victims.
Yeah, exactly. So we've
ironic.
I know it is ironic, unfortunately. We have followed up on their responding to their email in regards to your file because they haven't got back to us when we sent it on the 15th of June, and they're the only target essentially to have for your care settings. So once we're in receipt of that and also your GP records, which I will send a subject access request for them today, in about a month's time, we're hoping that we'll be able to get you booked in for a witness statement. Before we do that, we'd obviously give you a call, see what date and time is best available to yourself, and then whichever you provide, we'll book you in. And then usually they last for around about an hour, just because we need to be quite meticulous with what we need to ask. And during that time, if for any reason on the phone you want to take a break or maybe go get a drink or anything like that, you're perfectly welcome to do so. You'll be in control in regards to that. But first, we just want to get your childcare records and your GP records, and once we're in a position, we'll then get back to you and we'll try and progress your application forward.
That's great stuff. Thanks for your help, young man.
Yeah, no problem, James. Well, if there's anything what you need, if you any questions or any updates on the case, you're more than welcome to give us a call.
No problem.
And we'll anyone of my colleagues or even myself will deal with the matter once it comes
through. See, this number you gave me, is this the number you're going to use so I can bookmark it?
Yeah, so it's 0161.
I've got it. It's come up.
All right, yeah. The number I've rang on now is what you can call.
What happens, there's a lot of spam comes through Manchester.
Yeah, I can imagine. It's funny, though, because it's not even Manchester room, we're in Liverpool. So I don't know why it comes up saying it's a Manchester number. It's quite
0161.
Yeah.
Liverpool's 0151, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. But we're in speak, like we're literally right next to the airport, so it just makes no sense as to why it comes up as Manchester. But yeah, if it's 0550, that is us. And if we shouldn't really need to call you anymore for any further information. Like the next time we will call you, will be to book you in for a witness statement, essentially.
Right, no problem.
All right, fantastic. No worries, James. Well, I hope you have a lovely weekend.
Right, no problem. Thank you.
No worries. Bye.
Right, bye-bye.